hey, that skimmer story, I mean, it's crazy. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? One was found at a gas station or something,
right? Down in Tuskegee, correct.
Yeah, so don't know. Obviously, I don't know if investigators know or think they're related, but who knows? It's a small world.
You know, we've got a story coming up here later this morning. As I was at New Philadelphia Police Department today doing my normal routine, an individual walked in and said, hey, I need to make a report. I had a bunch of money taken off of my account. And as any reporter would, you ask, well, how does this make you feel? You know, what do you think about this?
Right.
Can't use that entire segment because there was some explicit language.
Oh, yeah. Parental advisory.
So, yeah, people are upset about this, I'd say.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's their money. Now, all of a sudden, it's gone.
Right. So the good thing is, though, according to New Philadelphia Police Department, the bank is going to, those who lost money as a result of this, they are going to reimburse them. They are going to find a way to get their money back. And you're not going to face all of those charges of overdraft fees and all that kind of stuff. So they're going to do the right thing, as they should. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's hard to know when someone sets up an illegal device on a ATM.
Yeah. But. And listen, yeah, the banks will do the right thing. They're insured.
They're a local bank. So they're dedicated, I think, to you know, the people they serve. So we'll
exactly
see what happens.
Babbling Brooke was walking in here yesterday and said, Brooke, good morning. How you doing? She goes, oh, you know, just had to check my bank account, make sure I didn't get hacked last night. So I assume this is all part of the same thing.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. As long as everyone gets their money back, you move forward. But, you know, the individual I spoke to said there's a little distrust there.
You want to know something that's interesting? I went to the bank last week, and this is after you reported that story of the skimmer on gas stations. And I've heard of these before at banks or gas stations, wherever, any place you sort of put your card and slide it in and out real quick. Now, I went to the bank and I put my card in and I just happened to like shake the little contraption that you put your card in just to make sure. I was just bored. I was just like, I remember what Michaela told me. Let me make sure. Nobody. I really did. I swear I shook the little contraption just to make sure that we were all safe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Whoever's doing this got pretty brave.
Yeah.
Going straight to the bank.
Listen, nobody is taking my money except for my own wife. Do you hear me? Nobody. And she will tell you the exact same thing.
Yeah, goodness. See, the little different for Aaron and I. He will say, nobody is taking my money except for Michaela. And Michaela's not taking anybody's money except for mine.
It's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Money makes the world go around. Hey, morning quickies. The Oscar ratings are out. And they were a dud. Get this. Lowest ratings the Oscars have seen since Nielsen's been keeping track of these numbers since 1974. Lowest numbers since then. It had a 20% drop from last year. 26.5 million people watched on Sunday night compared to 33 million in 2017. You think a lot of folks going in were over the whole politically charged award shows, and they're like, listen, I'm not even going to bother with this stuff.
Yes, I think that's part of the problem.
They probably assumed going in that's
But they really weren't, as like you mentioned, the Oscars weren't as politically charged as we saw. But it's also, there's been some time in between.
Yeah, not like the Grammys or even the Golden Globes, for that matter. But you know what? A lot of times these Oscars and these award shows, it has a lot to do with the movies that are nominated, how well they did in the box office, especially here in the States. For example, The Shape of Water, which won Best Picture, it only grossed like $60 million here in the United States. Did well, of course, overseas and everywhere else, but it's now kind of just becoming known to us, which, I mean, doesn't help the ratings at all. The Academy Awards, often a most watched TV program of the year, but not this year. It normally goes Super Bowl, then the Academy Awards, but even the Winter Olympics beat out the Oscars this year. So, by the way, Grammys had an audience of just under 20 mil back in January.
Sometimes people just don't want to hear enough of the political debates and fighting and arguing all the time. When you tune into an award show, you want it to be about the awards these individuals have won during their time entertaining us.
Or the awards that individuals have not won.
Correct.
This guy has now been arrested in Los Angeles. He stole Frances McDormand's Oscar. Now, of course, she won the Oscar for Best Actress for her performance.
Can't do that.
And three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Terry Bryant, 47, arrested on suspicion of felony grand theft. So here's the deal. Dude was at the after party, Governor's Ball in Hollywood, okay?
Yeah.
And apparently Frances McDormand, she said that she left her Oscar sitting on the table. Some guy...
Well, don't set it on the table.
Yeah, it is like one of the most highly coveted awards.
Isn't it gold?
It is gold.
Yeah, don't set it on the table.
It's a gold bald gentleman.
It's not like a glass of water that you just leave behind.
It's not, like a, glass of wine or anything. Yeah, exactly. this guy, though, who allegedly, now it's kind of hard to say allegedly because he actually went to Facebook Live after he lifted her Oscar and was basically telling folks, look at me, look at me. It's quite hilarious.
Hold on. Look at baby. My team got this tonight. This is mine.
This is mine. He won absolutely nothing.
We got it tonight, baby.
He's kissing it.
Governor's ball, baby.
He's psychotic.
Who wants to tell me congratulations?
He just goes, who wants to come and congratulate me? First of all, even if you do have something to be, you know, praised for, you don't go and say, who wants to come congratulate
me? No, that's a really cool thing to say.
Even if you win an Oscar or not.
Thank you.
So where is he right now?
Thank you, yes.
He's at the Hollywood after party Governor's Ball is where he's at right now.
But with a bunch of everyone there like have been at the Oscars and be like, wait a minute.
I don't remember you on stage.
What's your name?
Who's this guy?
When did you get that?
It's funny you say that.
Because I watched it all.
It's funny. This guy's taking pictures with everybody.
Congrats, thank you.
This guy's in full celebration mode after stealing an Oscar. Now, it's funny you mentioned, wouldn't somebody notice? Now, when he left the Governor's Ball, photographers were out and about taking pictures, and one photographer actually said, that guy does not look familiar from anything I saw on stage tonight, and actually followed him, and then police ended up catching up with him, and he handed the Oscar over, but still was,
good call on that.
Was arrested
after
that.
I mean, come on.
This guy on social media, look what I won!
What was he drinking?
Who wants to come? if you see the video, it's funny, because he takes a sip out of what looks like a margarita glass. It's a fancy cocktail cup. I don't know if it was a margarita or not. Probably not. It's Hollywood. But he takes a drink, and dude had a hole in his lip, and he seriously spilled his drink all the way down his chin and everything, and then he grabs...
his $10,000 tux.
Yeah, then he grabs what's not his Oscar and proclaims that he is victorious and won an Oscar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Dude's, I think, still in jail. $20,000 would get him out. Don't know if anyone's going to help him out, though.
Could sell that tux, but now it has a drink stain on it.
Now it does have a drink stain. You might be able to sell it.
Wow, that's funny.
You probably could sell it if you actually won an Oscar in that tux. Stealing an Oscar, it's not the same thing.
No, but you know what? Again, you don't leave the Oscar on the table and walk away.
Who took my Oscar? Who took?
Anybody see a gold statue? It's like this tall.
You know, they were handing them out tonight to people.
I set it here and went to the bathroom quick. Anyone seen it?
Did it grow legs? Walk away?
Come on, who leaves a gold statue on the table? You don't let go of that thing.
She got it back, though.
How was anyone ever going to congratulate her if she wasn't holding it?
This guy was doing the celebrating for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently. All on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's a stain in your reputation.
Could be
I
a
think.
Dumb criminal story, really. I mean, he literally stole it, then went right to Facebook Live.
Yeah, because he won it.
Yeah. Hello. Don't they have those things engraved? They probably get them engraved afterwards, so there probably wasn't a name on it yet to begin with on the little nameplate.
What's
the
purpose
nameplate?
Of having a gold statue if you can't sell it?
You probably could sell it if you wanted to.
Right? Wouldn't it be illegally?
Would it be?
I don't know. I've never won an Oscar.
I tell you what, let's win one.
And then we'll talk about it.
And then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
We'll plan all that after this.